Team Q's CEO Executive Team Network conference gathering in
Party,
Tennessee.
Tribe.
Party. That's right. We're here with Mr. Steve Williams from Cornerstone Advisors. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired. It's been a busy year for credit unions and financial institutions and technology, so I think this is my last conference of the year, and it feels good. I can't wait for the turkey in a few weeks.
Congratulations on that. Yeah, turkey sounds really good right now, actually. So anyway, hey, you were in a session, actually a couple of sessions this morning. You were pulling double duty this morning. So give us a quick take on the first one, because I know the second one was like a Q&A. So
yeah,
the first one.
Scintillating title, What Credit Unions Can Learn from FinTech. And obviously, FinTech is a big buzzword, almost overused today. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, how do we bring this back down to earth to our strategic plan and our budget and resource allocation? So try to share some lessons. I think one of the key things we're seeing is credit unions start to get into the ideas of design thinking and member experience design, and try to share some of the kind of the tricks there. And I think one of the things I really stressed was financial institutions like to say, we're going to change, let's get everybody in a room and design by committee or change by committee. The great companies like an Apple or an Amazon, they have designers. They trust a few people to do design, not a committee. So I really encourage that. And if you get a committee of risk managers, a committee of operations people, they'll figure out how to make it hard versus how to make it easy. So I like to point out that we can use all their knowledge in terms of identifying pain points and maybe some nuances to design, but you got to let real designers do design, and we're starting to bring those kind of folks into the industry, which is healthy.
Exactly, I couldn't agree more. And your room was packed too. I mean, there were people standing in the back. And so, what give us two takeaways that your audience can take back to their credit unions on Monday morning?
There's no magic bullet with member experience. So imagine I've got several hundred things to do over the next 5 years to make that member experience. So have the fortitude to get through it. Start to figure out who's your Skunk Works team, both in terms of experience design and on IT. Build that group of system integrators, database people, UI people to make it happen. And we're starting to see credit unions still work with partners, but take more of the bull by the horns and have some self-reliance when it comes to building member experience. Using platforms like a Salesforce or an Encompass or an Avoca, where you're not building all the technology, but you're configuring, extending it, changing it based on member experience. That would be one.
Okay.
I think the other thing I'd point out is a lot of the fintechs I talked about, Mike, that we go, oh, we're scared of them now, were founded by, led by young people who had no banking or financial experience. They saw a problem and they tried to go after it with software and applications. And so I told stories about the Collision Brothers and the founders of Venmo and the founder of Credit Karma. And my lesson was, we're not throwing millennials into big, hairy projects fast enough. We still are in that financial institution, I need to be a grade 17 before an 18, and you slow down, young man. We need to throw the millennials into really their involvement in design of member experience going forward.
That's where these ideas come from. I mean, because I think you can do that from generation to generation.
Right.
Just throw these people who are, there's no fear factor involved, there's no pretense, anything like that. They just like, hey, I see a problem, I can make a better mousetrap, let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
So they dive right in, and next thing you know, you have Apple, that
and
type of thing.
Last thing I'd say is that the world of marketing's changing, we all know that, and I talked about the marketing funnel, everybody, the digital marketing funnel from awareness into loyalty. The fintechs do that better than us. And one of my points was, if we don't start maturing up marketing, there's going to be a lot of offers coming through that funnel from fintechs that we don't know about to our members. And if we're not proactive, about 40% of all financial products are done through a reaction to an offer now, not just, oh, I've decided to buy a financial product. If we're not in that game, we're going to lose share from our best members.
Yeah, no doubt. And we can't afford to do that right now, especially when we have some membership momentum going right now. Last question for you, and I'll let you get to the airport so you can go to Turkey. The significance of all this right now. Why is it so important right now? Is it keeping market share? Is it the change of the pace of business right now?
Here's the significance right now is I like to say that the transformation agenda and the investment in transformation everybody buys into is about to be colliding with the Piper called funding costs. So if you're for credit union, for every $1 billion in deposits you have, 1 basis point is $100,000 in increased expenses. 10 basis points is $1 million. We're going to see our funding costs go up, and that's going to put pressure on our transformation budget. If we're not getting smarter about marketing and getting more revenue growth through the digital and voice channels, not just the physical, we can't fund transformation. So the reason is, cost of funds is going to consume us next year. and we can't let it threaten the transformation budget. Yeah, it's going to be a Rubik's Cube to solve.
That's a fresh take. I like that. Steve Williams, thank you so much. I know you're in a hurry, so thank you very much.
Appreciate Thanks, Mike. Good seeing you again. Always, thanks a lot, guys.
Always fun. Thanks, man.